The body of former Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet was taken to a military college in the capital, Santiago, today after his death sparked violence, tears and celebration across the nation. Pinochet, who polarised Chile during his 1973 to 1990 dictatorship and spent his old age fighting human rights, fraud and corruption charges, died yesterday. Guillermo Caber is programme executive for Impunity, Justice and Reconciliation in Latin America at the World Council of Churches. He explains why Chileans are still divided over the legacy of one of the region's worst dictators.
During the dictatorship, there were more than 1,000 disappeared people, more than 1,800 murdered during the dictatorship because of their ideas. And there is a figure of about 500,000 Chileans that had to leave Chile in exile because of the repression. It is seen in the context of Latin America as one of the most cruel dictatorships in the region. We also need to realize that under the Pinochet regime, especially the economy in Chile developed in a very positive way. If you ask the Chilean people whether democracy is the best government, there's quite a large percentage that would doubt about this and would like a more authoritative regime. So the divisions are in relationship to the evaluation of the importance of the economic growth of Chile and on the consequences or the costs of this economic growth in relationship to human rights abuses.